to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. It is Tuesday, folks, the 27th of November, 2007. Well, if you don't think the news medias in this country are rigged, check out this story from Gary Benoit, editor of the JBS's The New American. The Associated Press carried a story about how a Nevada brothel owner had endorsed Ron Paul, downplaying the fact that the endorsement was actually arranged by the media. Now, the AP story began, Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul, an underdog Texas congressman with a libertarian streak, has picked up an endorsement from a Nevada brothel owner, Dennis Hoff. Picked up, however, is the wrong phrase, since it implies incorrectly that Ron Paul had solicited Hoff's endorsement. In actuality, it was a member of the media, MSNBC's Tucker Carlson. Remember the little goofball that used to wear the bow tie? Yeah. Who had done the soliciting. Carlson not only contacted Hoff to ask him to check out Ron Paul while Paul was in Nevada, he even arrived at Ron Paul's Reno news conference in the company of Hoff and two of Hoff's hookers or prostitutes. Hoff's presence, which surprised the Ron Paul campaign, then gave Hoff the opportunity to be interviewed by the media. Tucker Carlson's involvement is acknowledged by AP, though not until the end of the story. The AP story notes that Hoff was accompanied to the Paul news conference by television news personality Tucker Carlson. And then finally quotes Carlson as admitting that Dennis Hoff is a good friend of mine. So when we got to Nevada, I decided to call him up and see what hookers he had. No, I'm sorry. I decided to call him up and see if he wanted to come check this guy out. And I wonder if Tucker Carlson is such a good friend of Dennis Hoff, what was he checking out at the chicken ranch? The AP article, though, fails to point out that the Ron Paul campaign was surprised when Carlson emerged from the limousine with Hoff and two of Hoff's celebrity prostitutes to attend the news conference. Regarding Ron Paul's position on prostitution, the AP article quoted Paul spokesman Jeff Greenspan as saying, on a personal basis, he doesn't condone these things. At the same time, from his campaign perspective, it's not the role of the federal government, and it's not in the Constitution for federal government to regulate these sorts of things. That, of course, is correct, and Nevada prostitution is legal in 12 of the 17 counties of the state. But how many AP readers will gloss over the point that law enforcement and moral issues such as prostitution should be addressed at the state and not the federal level? How many AP readers will instead be left with the impression that Ron Paul is a candidate of pimps and prostitutes simply because he recognizes that regulations concerning behavior should not be established by the federal government? In the case of legalized prostitution in Nevada, that's something that the citizens of Nevada should address through their elected representatives. But Ron Paul is running for president, not the governor of Nevada. Paul, endorsed by a Nevada brothel owner, the AP said, is simply the latest in a growing number of mainstream news articles that attack Ron Paul by attacking his supporters. But that, of course, could be viewed as an admission on the part of the anti-Paul media that Ron Paul does not have the skeletons in his closet that so many other politicians do. Otherwise, the anti-Paul media would be targeting those skeletons, wouldn't they? Finally, the AP noted that the two prostitutes who accompanied Hoff and Carlson to the news conference have not yet decided who they'll support for president. But if they come out and say, hey, Hillary, don't hold your breath waiting for the AP to rush out the story under the gripping headline, Hillary endorsed by Nevada prostitutes. It takes one to know one. We'll be right back, and you know what it is today. That's right, it's Bob Chapman Day. We'll be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I'm going to start out with this email from a listener. And Bob, pay attention to this. Good afternoon, Bob, by the way. I don't have him in my headset. Where is he? I don't have him.
Bob, why not?
There you are. Well, I heard you on a speaker in the other room, and now I can hear you in my ear.
Well, you're on a loose wire, that's all.
I'm on a tight wire. Loose wire. A guy by the name of Tim Beck wrote this to me. He said, since John is such a busy guy and can't read his emails, give him this one for me. I know you're such a busy man, sometimes sleeping until 11 a.m. I don't do that. But after hearing your shows last week, along with that, he refers to Rob Bishop as being a punk. He's a young guy, 20-year-old kid. He's got it. But he says, I guess since I'm living in Central America, I'm a coward. Geez, that's too bad. We need more boots on the ground. Give me a break. No one cares except the same callers you have on every night. Since the doom and gloom storyteller comes on Tuesday nights with you, Mr. Chapman, doesn't he live outside the country? Why isn't he a coward? Have another drink, John, and start yelling at the world through your microphone. Well, let me just say this. Michael Herzog, last week or the week before, got into the issue of repatriation to foreign countries. At any rate, it caused a small maelstrom. And I'd said this for, Bob, I've said this for, gosh, 13 years, over 10 that I know of. I think it's about 13 years. That people have left this country that turned their back on this country, that are doing business outside this country, that have absolutely no stake in this country whatsoever, and it could give a hoot and a holler if it blew off the face of the map tomorrow. These are the people that I refer to. When I mention people living outside this country, as you, Mr. Chapman, you have not turned your back on this country. How many hours of radio do you do here in the U.S. per week?
About 17 hours.
About 17 hours a week. And
plus, I write about an average of 14 hours a day.
And I am thoroughly amazed. And by the way, just to let you know, Mr. Chapman, on this one, we tried to email the guy back. Of course, the email would not go through.
Well, you know, there's a lot of that in the internet, and it's something you just have to put up with. People attack people from everywhere about everything, and you don't have any recourse, really. And so you can't defend yourself, so you can't even try. And it's one of the shortfalls, I guess you'd call it, of the net, where people can say slanderous things about others and get away with it. In this case, I think that everybody is entitled to go where they want if they want. And I'm not in the United States for a very good reason.
Yeah, they want to see you about 6 foot under.
And so I have a particular course of events to follow. But, you know, there are people who can't handle what's going on out there and don't want to be in the middle of it. They take their families with them very often. And we can't expect everybody to be strong because everybody isn't. And we have to take life as it comes, and we have to look at everybody and recognize their limitations. And so a lot of people do leave because they don't want to get involved. They see what's coming. And I don't blame them for that. I think that they should stay, but it's their business if they'd like to leave. And it's going to get very, very nasty. Because if we don't get Ron Paul elected and we don't clean out the Congress, although I see we have two resignations here with Mr. Hestart and Mr. Lott, and I don't know whether you know it or not, but the reason they're getting out is they're both homosexuals and they don't want everybody to know about it.
I wasn't aware of that.
That's right. That's what this is all about.
And where
I'm surprised Hestart stayed around as long as he did, because everybody in Congress knows about these guys. and in fact, Lott's been seen frequently with a male prostitute that's easily identified. And so, you know, that's what's going on. But that's okay. I don't care why they leave as long as they leave, so we can elect somebody who's not tainted by having been paid off or compromised. I mean, how many years has Hestart and Lott, like Larry Craig and others, how long have they been compromised? I mean, what did they give up because their secrets were found out by the neocons or AIPAC or people like that? Now, who knows?
So it's a blackmailable issue.
Very. I mean, for someone who hasn't come out and said that I am. And, you know, I don't have any horrid feelings about these people. I just think that if they have those proclivities, they should stay out of public office, because unless they want to tell everybody like Barney Frank does, and and who is running a prostitution ring out of his home, which I certainly don't agree with. But, I mean, at least the guy come out and says, look, you know, that's my preference.
Well,
and so if his constituents want to elect him, that's their business.
I'm waiting for Barney Frank to come out and back Ron Paul. You know, even
yeah, as one of those faints to the left, if you may.
My goodness, I mean, I can't believe the depths that this media will go to, And how does this work, Bob? I mean, do they have editorial meetings that they plan on what they're going to do and who they're going to attack?
No, but they do talk to each other, that's for sure. And it's the same thing with the CFR and the Trilateral Commission and the Bilderbergers and that whole group of people. They're in connection with each other all day, every day. I mean, this is, you know, they plan these things. And sure, the things, that the nasty things that we see in the media are planted there. I mean, the stock market is rigged every day. And everybody in Wall Street's afraid to say anything about it because they like making a living. And if you open your mouth up, you're gone. It's a conspiracy of silence. And it's the same thing in the homosexual arena, and it's the same thing in the media. I mean, there's certain things that you don't talk about. And if you do, if you're not destroyed, they kill you. And they kill lots of people, and they think nothing of it.
It's, you know, on the political issue, what do you think about, and Charles Gibson did this. He brought the first couple in for an interview, and he asked of the Bushes about Hillary Clinton. And I'm still amazed by this, that Bush said this, I'm quoting, "No question. There is no question that Senator Clinton understands pressure better than any of these candidates, you know, in the race, because she lived in the White House and sees it first, could see it firsthand." This is basically a backdoor endorsement of Hillary Clinton, saying that...
Of course it is, and they're all alumnus. So, you know, it's either Hillary Clinton or Edwards who went to the Bilderberger meeting, the anointed ones. And you know who they are on the other side, which is Giuliani and Romney and Huckabee. They've all been bought and paid for. I got a nice piece on Giuliani coming out. There's a very rich businessman in how this came out with is the beginnings of the Kirkuk trial. And Bernard Kirkuk was the police commissioner of New York after he had been chauffeur for Giuliani, and that's the qualifications, I guess. So and he was nominated to take over Homeland Security by Giuliani as well, and I think they have 18 counts against him for fraud, conspiracy, and a whole bunch of stuff. And one of the things that's involved is $250,000 that came from the richest man in Israel. And the money came to a Jewish person who lives in Brooklyn, obviously an ardent Zionist. And that money was then given to Kirkuk, but nobody knows why. Well, of course we know why. It's because he was paying off Giuliani, and Kirkuk and the Jewish man who's named Cohen from Brooklyn were the intermediaries, and it's like laundering money. And the reason they did it that way is they were trying to hide something. You know, might not be a cop, but I know how they think. And this very rich Zionist in Israel has a lot of contracts with the government. And so I don't know who the money was going to, but we have to assume it goes to Giuliani. And maybe he was even going to give it to somebody else. And, of course, Kirkuk didn't declare that he had received the sum from Mr. Cohen for services rendered. And so that has not come out in the news. They're trying to hide it. And also, there's another scandal brewing. It's been there for a long time. The fireman in New York, FDNY as it's known, are really going to come out big time against Giuliani before the nominations, because he gave Motorola a no-bid contract to supply radios to the fire department, and none of them worked. And that's why so many people get killed.
Oh, boy. Well, we'll take a break here, folks. We'll open up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. I want to get into Abu Dhabi, $7.5 billion bailout for Citigroup. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Citi's lead to get some Middle East group to buy 4.5% of, I guess this is the outstanding debt of Citigroup. Bob, what strings are attached with the $7.5 billion bailout for Citigroup?
Well, the strings were established after the First World War, when the Arabs who really helped the Allied forces defeat the Turks and others in that theater get screwed. And that's why Lawrence of Arabia got so disgusted he walked away, resigned, and later, because he liked military life, joined the Air Force and was killed in the motorcycle accident. But the people who are in these kingdoms in the Middle East are no more princes than the Shah of Iran was some kind of royalty. These are desert cutthroats. These are people who have survived for millennium as tribal murderers. So with that said, the deal that was set up after the Second World War was that the U.S. and Great Britain would protect the Middle East from others, whoever they may be, and for that, they would pump the oil, and then, of course, the oil would go through companies like Aramco and so on, and the British Illuminati and the American Illuminati would have their fingers in there taking their piece of the action. And part of the deal was that you recycle the money and we manage it. And you saw instances of that when money was being turned over and lent to third world countries during the early 1980s. And these Arab quote potentates, who are disgusting people, they lost an awful lot of money. And of course, that was all made up later by Citigroup, which was called Citibank at that time, and a number of other institutions such as Goldman and Morgan, et cetera. And anyway, the reason they put the money in is because they set a deal a long time ago. Citigroup was on the edge of insolvency. The edge of insolvency. They had to get somebody in there fast with money so they didn't go under. And that's what you saw. It's 4.9%. It's a little bit more than the Saudi Arabian has. I think he has 4.8%. And approximately 10% is now owned by these two parties. And what they're doing is they're just dumping dollars at the same time. They're very happy to get rid of them. And, of course, a banking institution is a very important place. And yet we don't hear a hue and cry from Congress. They made a big issue out of the purchase of oil companies and gas companies and airports and ports and things like that, and rightly so. But they should be making lots of noise about this. This wasn't a rescue. It's essentially a buyout, and that's what it'll eventually be. And so Congress said nothing because Congress is paid off. That's why we got to get them out of there. And we get rid of two of them here this month, which is great. And hopefully somebody with a bit of conscience will be elected in their place. But anyway, that's the way that has turned out. And Citigroup would have went under, at least in my estimation. And I've been doing this for 48 years, so I think I've got a right to express a professional opinion. And so that's what really is that is all about.
The United Press International came out with a story the other day on the 19th, actually last week, and their headline on this story was simply this: forecast, U.S. dollar could plunge 90%. Bob, what 90% are they talking about? 90% of 2 cents?
Well, they're talking about 90% of where it's at now. Ron Paul said it could be worthless. It's tantamount to the same thing. Now, it all depends on how far they want to drag this out. They can't go back to what they wanted to do. They're committed to doing what they're doing, they being the people who control things. And they are going to destroy the dollar as a reserve currency. Do they want it at on the USDX, which is six currencies weighted against the dollar? Do they want it? It's presently 75-14 or something like that. And I just wrote it down here.
I think it was
and it was up 0.25 today or something like that.
I think it was actually 75 when I looked, checked last, 39.
Well, here, I got it right here. Hold on. Let me look at what I read here, wrote here. Up 27 at 75-13.
75-13.
But anyway, you know, the question is, do they want it at 50? Do they want it at 40? Do they want it at 20? Do they want it at 10? We don't know. All we know is it's going to go down. All we know is that everybody wants to get out of the dollar for all intents and purposes. Right. And they, what the conspiracy has been forced to do, and they do not want to do this, is to save the economy.
That was,
instead of the dollar.
That was my next question, because rumor has it that Ben Bernanke is going to do another Fed rate cut. We'll be right back.
Well, that would be natural. That would be normal.
We'll
take
be right
it down
back,
another
Bob.
1%.
Hold on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Well, Bob, they're at it again. A poll that I saw on CNBC this morning, they were talking about recession. What do you think? Is there a good chance we'll be going into recession next year? Well, the majority of the respondents said, yeah, I think that might be the case. But somebody along the line, through their lying figures, and, well, go figures, figures lie as well. It depends on who's presenting them. But the recession actually started last year around February. And they're still doing, is it going to be a recession? Bob, what are they going to do? What are they going to do when everybody finds out the real facts on when the recession actually started and when these cheerleaders stop cheering and start telling the truth? Are people going to retroactively remember how they were telling them that everything was fine, inflation was under control, unemployment's below 5%, blah, 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 blah?
Well, I called the beginning of the recession a year ago, February, and it became noticeable in manufacturing last November, and this November it's becoming more noticeable. And eminent people like Larry Summers and Alan Greenspan, eminent at least from their publicist point of view, have been saying this, there's that possibility. And, of course, it's more lies. And what are they going to do when they get discovered? Nothing. But it all depends on how this all turns out. If Ron Paul gets elected and we can change Congress, we'll be able to do something very constructive in the 4 or perhaps 8 years that he's in office. If it's not, you're going to go into the streets. And that's where it's going to end up, because they're going to take this country down as deeply and as hard and as badly as they can. And so that's when the people will find out. And the people are going to have to fight for their freedom again. And if they refuse to do so, then they're going to become what one would call slaves of the state. And it's pathetic, but everybody is too busy doing their own thing to worry about this. And it's going to turn out very badly if they don't do what we've been talking about. And, you know, we don't have to do this. We can go off and do something else. It's not a very popular position that we take up normally, by telling people the truth. And so we do it, and we can be in injurious positions because we do it. And there's one last thing I wanted to say that I forgot, and I should never have forgotten it, is that I was told by somebody in London today that Abu Dhabi had sold gold into the market today to raise the funds to give to Citigroup. And that was planned ahead of time, I was told. And the reason it was planned that way is that today, yesterday and today, were gold option expiration days. And they really had the option writers over a barrel. They lost a lot of money as it was. But a lot of what they would have lost was not lost, because gold got dinged the way that it did today.
Well, and, you know, they're still playing this game. And if we really look at this, and there was an outstanding article that was on, I'll bring it up here in a second. Why isn't my wheel working on my mouse? There we go. UrbanSurvival.com. Talking about the price of gold and silver. Now, he put on his website that if you take a look, when was the last time gold broke $800? I think we can all remember that. It was back in the late 70s when the Fed Reserve decided to wring inflation out of the economy. They jacked the rates up to roughly 20-21%. And he says if you look at the last time gold broke $800, it's broken it recently. They're still monkeying around and trying to fix that market. Folks, it's fixed every day out of London. And when I mean fixed, I mean fixed. They don't want to give the impression that people out there, investors, are buying precious metals because they know the stock market's going to blow out. They don't want to send that message. So they'll keep manipulating the gold and silver prices. But he made an interesting observation. If we factor in inflation between 1980 and today, 27 years later, gold should be selling for over $2,000 an ounce just to make up for their inflation rate.
Well, it all depends on which rate you use. If it's official, it'll come in somewhere around $2,000. But if it's unofficial, it's around $2,500, $2,700. And so whatever, $2,500 is a good number to pick, and he's right.
Somebody called me after you were on the program last Tuesday. I actually sent me an email, and I called him after the program. And he said to me, he says, you know, is gold, you know, that's being fixed as well. I mean, who says that they're not going to go in there and drive the price of gold down to the ground? And I said, well, they haven't been able to successfully do that for over 5,000 years. And I reminded him, I said, it's the only thing of real value and wealth out there. The only thing. And, you know, it strikes me, Bob, that people do not, and maybe we take things for granted, Maybe we don't fill in enough blank spots for people out there. But, you know, this isn't just investment. This is survival. And people, Bob, I want to get into this with you as well. The psychological aspect of people facing up to the problems that we have today, it doesn't appear that they're totally capable of getting outside of that box and looking at the problems that are facing this country right now. Last night, I did something. I watched Freedom to Fascism. Have you seen that DVD? Bob?
He was a subscriber to the International Forecaster.
I knew.
And we advertised it from the very beginning free on our site.
Well, I watched it last night in its entirety for the first time. I was down here for the premiere in Austin. I didn't even speak to Aaron at the time because people were surrounding him that, quite frankly, I didn't want to get that close to. And we waved to each other, and we spoke at a later time. But I was talking to people. I wasn't. I saw about half of the presentation. I've seen bits and parts of it since then. But last night, I sat down, and I watched this thing without interruption from beginning to end. And I'll tell you what. You want to talk about a legacy that a man leaves on this planet. That's one for the ages, folks, because he makes a presentation. And after you watch this, you have no doubt about this credit system that has been set up in this country. First, he went after the IRS. Well, that's easy to get people on board at the beginning of your movie because everybody hates the IRS. Well, then he gets into the explanation about the Federal Reserve and why the IRS is in existence today. And, you know, I mean, this, Bob, I don't think people really understand. This is my greatest fear, that people do not understand the effect of a private cartel. And if you want to talk about fascism, as Mussolini put it, corporatism, the private banking is a corporation. It has merged in 1913 of last century, merged with the United States government. There is your corporatism. There is your fascism that started way back when. And people, I don't think they understand what this private money cartel has done to this nation's economy. I don't think they're starting to see the signs of it. They're starting to see the decay. They're starting to see the dissolution of this country because of the insurmountable debt that Washington has seen fit to put us in. And I don't even want to get down the luminous rabbit hole here because there's a lot of them in our government. Skull and Bones Boy. I don't care if you're talking about Dick Cheney. I don't care if you're talking about Bill Clinton or Hillary or anybody else. But they don't seem to have their minds wrapped around of what this private corporation has done to this country. Bob, I don't think they get it.
No, because they don't read history. And there's two blatant examples, the Lombard collapse of 1348 and in the early 1600s, the collapse of the Hanseatic League. And what did they do? Well, they did the same thing that they're doing now, and they are draining as much wealth and power out of the system as they can. And then when they get caught doing it, they'll say, oh, gee, we didn't really mean to do that, and they'll pay a fine and go on their way. In those instances, they were banished from the countries with which they worked, and there were only a couple of places in the world that would take them at that time. They can't do that anymore because no one will take people like that once it's discovered. So the best thing for them this time around is incarceration or liquidation. And, you know, take your choice.
Liquidation
or
elimination.
That's what it's going to come to if we have to go into the streets. And I want to say another thing. You touched on the IRS. The Treasury Department next week or the week after is going to come up and float an idea of implementing a value-added tax or a national sales tax. And the reason why is our taxes are too low, they will tell us. And they want to drop corporate taxes from 38 to 27% like other countries have. And they have. They're not lying about that. And the reason why is so the globalization will grow ever, ever stronger. And the international cartelists, people who form conglomerates, companies, GE, IBM, Citicorp, the whole works, they will get richer and richer. And this is what's coming out soon. We always get everything ahead of time in the international forecaster.
By the way, in the last 6 months, I don't know if a lot of people caught this, but other companies buying up other companies in this country at a record pace. In the last 6 months, there has been almost $500 billion in buyout monies.
Well, that's a consolidation of corporatist fascism. And when all is said and done, they'll have a number of major corporations, maybe thousands of them, and nobody else will be left. It's just like Walmart driving everybody out of business, same concept. And it's all based on globalization, free trade, and stripping not only Europe and Canada or the United States of their capacity to manufacture and then the capacity to implement services. It also will bring them to their knees economically. One of the phenomena you don't read about, and I do because I read five languages, is in Europe right now, and particularly in France and in Germany, many young people are leaving the country. And I have a group of subscribers who are students in Germany. And the reason they're leaving is that Europe is becoming a Muslim union, so to speak. And it will not be too long, perhaps one more generation, until they make a majority and the white Europeans are non-Muslim Europeans are bred into minority status. And a lot of people are leaving.
Let's go to the phones. John Onesti in New Mexico. Hello, John.
Yeah, hi, John and Bob. How are you?
Good.
I have some good news because I know we don't get good news very often, so I wanted to call in. And you two may already be aware of it, but did you see, I found it, well, a friend of mine emailed it to me. It was posted on financialsense.com by William Engdahl that a U.S. federal judge named Boyko shot down Deutsche Bank when Deutsche Bank was trying to foreclose on some Cleveland homeowners. Did you guys see that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, that's why I wish all of you would subscribe to the International Forecaster, because two issues ago we carried it as soon as the story broke with all the details. And the bottom line is the structured investment vehicles, as they're known, these bonds that have been put about, they use somebody like Deutsche Bank as trustee. And they've been getting away with this for years. Not in the structured investment mode, because that's something reasonably new in the last 5 years. But what's happened in the past, and they've gotten away with it, is that they didn't have title. And you can't foreclose on somebody if you don't have title. And it's not only a home, it's an automobile, it's a credit card, a debt, etc. Now, John knows a lot about this in that realm. And they're not going to win. Now, what has to happen is that the foreclosed properties have to be acted upon by the holder of the bond that has that particular or those particular mortgages within that bond, and they might be spread out between 15 different bonds. And then that owner of that bond has to act in foreclosure because Deutsche Bank or any other bank cannot legally.
Now, is that in, excuse me, Bob, is that in the heap here of the derivatives, the $500 trillion in derivatives out there? Is part of that in there?
In part, yes. The structure is a derivative. That's what it's called. But in essence, it's a bond with a bunch, maybe 1,000 mortgages in it. 70% may be AAA, 5% may be AA, 5% may be single A. And the rest may be junk. And they rated, they being Fitch, Moody's, and S&P. McGraw-Hill owns S&P, incidentally. And I say that for a reason. And the Raiders gave these AAA ratings so that they could be sold to banks and pension funds and so on. And it's a big scam.
By the way,
it's a fraud. No,
yeah.
No, wait a minute.
Yeah.
These rating services are now being sued by owners of these tranches or bonds who were put together with these mortgages in them. And then they have other things called ABSs, which have vehicle loans and motorcycle loans and pools and all kinds of other stuff in them. And it's going to happen to all of them. This judge has opened up a Pandora's box here.
By the way, John Onesti, did you hear the other part of that story? That aside from the aforementioned here, what was her name? Boyko. Christopher. It was a man, not a woman. Christopher Boyko. On the heels of that, on November 14th, State District Judge Kathleen McDonald O'Malley dismissed 32 more foreclosures for the very same lack of documentation. John, hang on a second. We got to take the break. Bob Chapman's with us. We'll continue to take your calls throughout this hour and the next. Robbie Noel will be joining us at the top of the hour. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We are back. John, did you hear about those other foreclosures in Ohio?
I just knew about the ones that were in Cleveland.
Well, it's spreading like wildfire, and the precedent has been set by these judges, these district judges. So it's going to spread to the other states as well.
Well, this gives us hope that the people that are in control, so to speak, are not infinitely wise, because if they were, they wouldn't have made this mistake. They seems like they maybe outsmarted themselves with these CMOs and all these packaged securities that they created. And the other thing is, I mean, let's remember that they thought that the Iraq war was going to be a cakewalk. They can't even secure, not only can they not secure Baghdad, they can't even secure the Green Zone.
Yeah.
So they're not infinitely wise.
John, I don't think that the Iraq war was meant to be won, because there were further operations to do over there, more nation building, and that's what this is all about. It's destroying the infrastructure of the Middle East, toppling governments, replacing them. I mean, if we remember back in 1953, the Shah of Iran. Why did the CIA go in there and do that? Well, it had to do with the nationalization of oil, and we couldn't have that. So we installed this character, and then we ended up with the Ayatollah Khomeini. That this guy, he got out on the wrong side of the bed at birth, but he was particularly against the United States and its manipulation and its operations, and not only the United States but also the British in the Middle East as well. So you have a major problem there. But I don't, Bob, steer me right here if I'm thinking wrong. This Iraq deal, it was never meant to be won. They just meant to further ratchet it up, put more bases, and continue doing business in the Middle East.
Yeah, but they also wanted to capture about one-third of the oil profits, is what they've admitted to. And they wanted to geopolitically outflank both China and Russia and have a very firm hold on more oil with people that they had put in power. And incidentally, John, those are wonderful questions, and I'm glad you called in, because I agree with you, and these people are not as smart as many people think they are. We're just as smart as they are, and they have made a terrible mistake because their campaigns in the Middle East have just turned into a nightmare, and then on top of that, they had already started the descent into depression, and they couldn't stop it. And so they get serious problems. And yes, we need Ron Paul, and we need those people out of Congress. But I'll tell you right now, if we're not successful in doing that, we're going to have to take them all out.
Well, Bob, I was wondering if there's a way that I could talk to you off air sometime, because I don't know if you know, but I'm an advertiser with John and RBN, and I do investment advisory work, and I would really value your input if we could talk one day, maybe off.
You know, just leave your phone number with John, and John will email it to me, and then I'll call you.
Actually, tell you what, John, just hang on. We will, during the break, we'll get his number, and we'll make the hookup that way. That way I don't have to email after the program. So, John, hang on a second. Bob Chapman is going to continue with us into the next hour, and the phone lines are open. We'll also be joined by Mr. Robbie Noel, the Rhodesian Ridgeback, and we'll do all of that after a little bit of commercial, crass commercialism. I've once heard it called. Folks, support the advertisers on this network, because that's the reason we're on the air. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. Take the short break. Be right back. Second hour coming up.